590 Show coming at you live right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 ACQ FM and InsideSTL.com. Matt Berger and Matt Rocchio alongside John Giamatti Rudolph behind the dials. We are doing our best to try to get a hold of Byron James from TheFuzzNBA.com in Australia, but he can't call us and we can't call him, having real issues trying to get a hold of him. So we are going to try to get him throughout the remaining 50 minutes that we're on the program here. But right now, we're just going to move forward. The only thing we can do. Have a text coming in from Ward Cleaver saying that Demoff needs a nice bitch slap. He really does. And I saw something that The Ringer wrote. I forgot who it was that wrote it. But it was on TheRinger.com about the Rams' futility and how it basically it starts at the top. And how they have not created a culture of winning. And we just had Jeff Gordon on a little bit ago, and he was talking about how, you know, it'd be one thing that if Demoff's or Stan Kroenke's, if his other sports teams that they won, but they don't. None of them win. I think Arsenal's easily the most successful one, but they can't stand him over there in England. They want him to sell that team, like, right now. Not yesterday, not today, right now. In Denver, they really can't stand him. The Nuggets actually were pretty good back in 2009. They made it to the Western Conference Finals. They had a pretty good team. They weren't going to beat the Lakers, but they had a nice team. And ever since then, they have been a whole lot of nothing. Not too bad this year. There may be a team on the rise, but they're not going to be the Golden State Warriors. They're not going to be the San Antonio Spurs. They're not going to be the Houston Rockets. Hopefully this is going to be our friend Byron from Australia. I think that is. All right, awesome. So we're going to be joined here momentarily by Byron James from TheFuzzNBA.com. I think Giamatti's going to be putting him on hold here a little bit. We got him? All right, joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line as a writer for TheFuzzNBA.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Brian J. Knight. I'll get it right. Brian, how are you, sir?
I'm well, thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got connected. I don't know what it was. Did we finally call you, or did you finally get through to us?
I finally called you. I just hopped on Google, and I had to type in about 400 codes before I could dial your number. So anyway, we're here now.
That's all that matters. That is all that matters. So exactly how big is the NBA in Australia?
The NBA in Australia is on the precipice of absolutely blowing up. Thanks to, you know, the likes of Ben Simmons going number one in the draft. You know, our players, Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, Thon Maker. The NBA in Australia is huge at the moment, and it's only getting bigger. And, I mean, you can't walk down the street at the moment without spotting a Ben Simmons jersey or, you know, a Steph Curry jersey. So the NBA in Australia is absolutely going gangbusters at the moment.
Is there a certain player that's bigger than a team or a certain team that's bigger than the players? Like, most Aussies are fan of who or what team?
There's a lot of Aussies that have jumped on the Golden State Warriors bandwagon, which is upsetting. I think us Aussies, you know, we're not bound to any geographically going for any team. So we like certain players and we follow teams because of certain players. But, you know, everyone was so high on Ben Simmons, you know, getting drafted number one. We're all so excited for that. You know, then when he breaks his foot, it was like, you know, someone popped our bubble. So it was very disappointing. But, just in general, everyone is loving the NBA here. Where Australia is the number one subscriber for League Pass per capita, and yeah, it's we've got 8 NBA players in the league currently, opposed to, you know, you go back to the 90s and we only had one player, which was Luke Longley. So it's just steadily growing here. Yeah,
an odd way of how pervasive it's become in Australia and how really Australia has taken a big step on the international stage, you know, as one of the biggest countries when it comes to NBA basketball, behind obviously America, right up there with Spain and France, is that currently in the newest NBA game on PlayStation or Xbox, however you play it, if you do a My Player thing, one of the first things you do is you play an international game with the United States, and the one team you play full of NBA players, the Australian team. And I just thought that if that's huge. I couldn't imagine if somebody says, we're going to make an NBA game, we're going to have you play one international game, and it's going to be against blank nation. 5 years ago, it would have been Spain or France with a bullet, and here we are.
Maybe Argentina.
And here we are, got Australia getting put into there. That's got to be pretty cool when you just look at how much the sport has jumped up for the country.
Yeah, I mean, that's an amazing testament to how, you know, how it's come along. Yeah, Australian teams, you know, we're getting some players now. We've got obviously Thon Maker, Dante Exum, and yeah, Jonah Bolden, who was drafted number 36 in the draft, who's a 7 foot rim runner, explosive dunker. He can also stretch the floor. You know, he's a great 3-point shooter. So, you know, we're all very excited about Jonah Bolden being drafted to the Philadelphia 76ers. Or as we like to say, the Philadelphia Kangaroos, because it's becoming an all-wealthy affair.
Byron, you said that most of your countrymen are fans of the Golden State Warriors, and you said that's unfortunate. So who are you a fan of? Who's your team?
Well, I'm a bit of a Utah Jazz guy, to be honest. I was very high on Dante Exum when he was drafted, and obviously we've got Joe Ingles on Utah. So I'm a bit of a Utah Jazz guy, but I've got so many invested different interests in a lot of different teams. Obviously, I cover the league, so I follow a lot of teams closely. You know, I have a soft spot for the Cleveland Cavaliers too, because my guy's Kyrie Irving. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, Golden State Warriors are very, very popular right now.
I got a quick question. With the draft just wrapping up, there was a player, an American, who actually was playing in Australia. He didn't get a lot of minutes. But was there any sort of – was there a little pocket of interest in Terrence Ferguson in the draft because he did play with the Adelaide 36ers?
There definitely was, yeah. We sort of adopted Terrence Ferguson as our own, having played in the NBL here in Australia. So a lot of guys were right behind him. And, yeah, there's a lot of buzz around him. Everyone's so excited about Ferguson being drafted to OKC. So, yeah, definitely.
Byron James joining us right now on the Belmont Automotive phone line. You can follow him on Twitter at Byron J. Knight. Byron, let's talk about what's going on in the league right now. There's a lot of intrigue about where Paul George is going to go. Is he going to – doesn't sound like he's going to stay in Indiana. Is he going to go to Boston? Is he going to be traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers? Is he going to maybe end up joining Lonzo Ball and the Lakers in Los Angeles? Where do you think Paul George is going to end up?
I think ultimately he'll end up as a Laker. He's made it pretty clear that that's sort of where his heart lies and where he'd like to see himself. And he's also made it pretty clear that whoever, you know, if he is to be traded, it's just going to be on a rental term, so just for a year only. So I can imagine Cleveland getting a deal done and just having one last, you know, effort with, you know, LeBron James, Paul George, Kyrie Irving. You know, they'd probably have to lose Kevin Love if that's the case. But yeah, I can definitely see Paul George in the Cleveland Cavaliers uniform at the start of the season. That's for sure.
And
but
just,
I think ultimately he's got his sights set on the bright lights of LA. So yeah,
it's kind of crazy when you think about how he's going to pass up, you know, going to the NBA Finals. And you never know. I don't think that if Paul George joins the Cleveland Cavaliers that they're suddenly going to be good enough to beat the Golden State Warriors. Now they're going to be better, but they're instead of losing by 20, they're going to lose by 12.
I agree.
To me, it seems kind of hard to fathom. Okay, I'm going to pass up that opportunity to go play in Los Angeles. I understand that, you know, that's where he's from. That's probably the team that he grew up loving. And I mean, it's the Los Angeles Lakers, a pretty prestigious sports franchise around the world. But still, that team was very young. They're not going to be very good for the next couple of years. Is that worth suffering through?
No, you're right. I mean, yeah, Paul George isn't the youngest, and he's in his prime right now. So, you know, with these free agents, they've got two options. Do they want to go chase the money and chase lifestyle, or do they want to actually chase a championship? And the best position for Paul George right now to win a championship is obviously on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I do agree with you, though. I don't think that gets them over the line. I still think this Warriors team are just way too deep and way too talented, especially if you have to sacrifice Kevin Love. I mean, Kevin Love's been great for the Cavs, and unfortunately this doesn't match up that well against Warriors, that defense. But yeah, I agree with you. I just think, you know, Paul George, his best chances on the Caps to win a championship, but I don't know that that's going to get them over the line.
Byron, can you see a scenario where, let's say, Paul George does go to the Lakers, LeBron has one more year left in the contract, and you know next year plays out however it plays out, and let's say Lonzo Ball, he lives up to those expectations, and he ends up winning Rookie of the Year, and people are going, wow, you know what, Lonzo Ball, he could be the point guard for a championship basketball team. Can you see a scenario where LeBron says, you know what, I'm going to spend the rest of my remaining years in the NBA on the West Coast playing for the Lakers and try to knock out the Golden State Warriors that way?
100%. I can definitely see LeBron James heading to L.A. He's leaked rumors before that he'd like to play in L.A. And, you know, if Lonzo Ball pans out, which he very well could, he's got so much potential, that guy. And then the likes of Paul George goes out there. And I think Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka, they ain't messing around. They want to assemble a solid championship contending team. So, yeah, I can definitely see a scenario that, you know, LeBron James plays out his final year in Cleveland this year, and then in 2018 heads over to L.A. I think it could very well happen.
I heard the scenario earlier on Fox Sports Radio. Let me get your take on it. What the Lakers ought to do, instead of making a run at LeBron James, as incredible as he is possibly trying to make a run at Klay Thompson and try to pull him away from Golden State, where there he's kind of like, fourth fiddle, and he's from Los Angeles. His father played for the Lakers. Bring Klay Thompson to the Lakers and have him join up with Lonzo Ball and Julius Randle and Paul George and see if they can take down the Golden State Warriors that way. Can you see that maybe as a scenario?
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I rate Klay Thompson a lot higher than a lot of people do. I think he's a top five scorer in the NBA. He's an amazing wing defender. He's probably like in the top three wing defenders in the league. I think you put Klay Thompson on a team like that with those players around him, I just think that he could really thrive in that system. And yeah, I think that would be an amazing team with those four guys.
The NBA is having their award ceremony tonight, and people are thinking that the MVP is going to come down to either Russell Westbrook or James Harden. If it were up to you, Byron, to give the award away, who would you give the award to?
At the time, I mean, as soon as the season finished, I was all over Westbrook. I mean, this guy averaged a triple-double. He was amazing. He kept OKC relevant, even though they lost their star in Kevin Durant. So I would give it to Westbrook. But, I mean, in hindsight, you look at it, and, I mean, normally they have the awards before the playoffs, and, I mean, I think that's still the best thing to do, because it just creates so much more hype. I mean, that series against James Harden and Russell Westbrook would have just had so much more added spice to it if the MVP had been announced then. But, yeah, I think Westbrook will get it, and I think he does deserve it. I mean, that was an incredible season.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Rocky and I were talking about that in the first segment. It's kind of curious how the timing of this award ceremony, it's like there's really no kind of interest or intrigue or sizzle to it. It's
so kind
of like, the end of the regular season was how long ago? We've already gone through the finals. We've already gone through the draft. Now everybody's kind of looking forward to free agency. We don't care about this anymore.
I know there's been so much going on with this upcoming free agency and the NBA draft that, the regular season seems like it was just so long ago. It's odd. It'll be interesting to see how it all, how it plays out and how it comes across. But, yeah, I agree. I think I like the old format.
Byron, when did you first become a fan of the NBA, and what was the team or what was the player that made you a fan?
So my mother came home from work one day when I was about 6 years old. She bought me a pack of Upper Deck cards. It was like the 92-93 edition. And I was playing basketball, but I'd never, really even heard of NBA basketball. So I opened the packet. The first card I get is a triple-double Larry Johnson card. So right there and then, Larry Johnson's my guy. The Charlotte Hornets are my team. That's how I got into it. And, we had a little video shop around the corner from where we lived, and there was four NBA videos in there. One of them was a dunk contest. Another one was a Magic vs. Bird documentary, which was very cool. So I used to rent them out on rotation about, one each week. And, I've been hooked on the NBA ever since. And, we started our podcast and started the Fuzz just over a year ago. Just thought it'd be good timing, as you know, the NBA is such a big growing thing here in Australia. So yeah, it's been ticking along and growing really, really nicely.
Your younger years, how did you consume the NBA? I mean, was it were you able to watch it on TV, or did you have to wait and watch it online?
We never had cable, which is called Foxtel over here. So I never had access to it. So yeah, that's why I would just go down the video shop and rent these videos, and then occasionally you'd see highlights on the news or things like that. But yeah, no, it was very hard to access. Which is, you know, the beauty of it now. We've got League Pass at our disposal, so we can watch any game, any time. It's great.
That's the amazing thing about how small this world really has become, where, like, even here in the United States, a lot of people watch, you know, like, the European League and the Spanish League soccer games. They watch them all the time, and they actually now have a pretty big following here in the United States, the EPL and the Spanish Leagues. I would imagine that's kind of like what's going on in Australia with the NBA.
Yeah, most definitely. Yep.
Well,
yeah, it's sorry, Matt.
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just, yeah, it is. It's just growing and growing and growing. You know, there's so many sports bars here in Australia now, particularly in Sydney, that, you know, they're just screening NBA all day long, and they're always full. So, yeah, it's very exciting times.
Well, Byron, I'm glad that we got our wires connected here. It was great talking to you, and we look forward to having you on as we get closer to the start of the 2017-2018 season.
Sounds great, Matt. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Byron. That is Byron James from thefuzznba.com in Australia. You can follow him on Twitter at Byron J. Knight. A lot of people say that what credits the kind of the growing of the international game was the 92 Dream Team, but he was probably too little to really remember the Dream Team. I mean, he probably, like he was saying, he bought or rented video cassettes and watched the highlights, but he doesn't remember watching any of the games.
And I don't know if that, and I don't know if the NBA, because that was also combined, the NBA was also doing outreach in a lot of the countries that it happened to hit at the same time. But I also wonder that they weren't doing that in Oceania. You know, they weren't doing that in Australia, New Zealand, in those areas. They were doing that in Europe. That the NBA's concentration there was all getting Europe involved. And so I think it's almost a little surprising that a place like Australia has jumped up, really has, you know, can probably put out, when you talk about NBA players, they're right up there with France and Spain as the NBA players they can put out there. And it is just a little surprising when you just think about the way that Dream Team seemed to kind of be, all the hype around them seemed to be driven towards more of a European kind of mindset. And obviously, you know, Australia not necessarily that far from that. You know, the culture-wise, Australia is pretty in tune with Western civilization overall, so it's not that surprising. But nonetheless, I mean, for a while there, if you would have gone back to the late 90s, it would have looked like Croatia and those countries that were in the middle of a war were doing better in churning out talent than a place like Australia was. So when you look at just that in a vacuum of what was coming out of the Balkans in the late 90s and early 2000s compared to what we saw from Australia, where we didn't really see, where obviously Andrew Bogut was the threshold breaker, but from there we've seen Dante Exum and Ben Simmons and Patty Mills, so many more players since Andrew Bogut. Really, it has just kind of been a crazy jump for them over the last 10, 15 years compared to, you know, countries like you were saying, Argentina even. You know, we heard about Argentina producing basketball talent in the late 90s, early 2000s, alongside France and Britain, but France and Spain and the Balkans. And Australia really didn't come in there until the last, you know, 15 years, and they've made a really impressive run at it.
I would imagine basketball is second only to soccer as far as international team sports go.
Well, across the entire international, I don't know. America obviously has a lot of leverage to play, but when you get into cricket and rugby, I have a feeling those are going to be comparable.
Rugby and basketball, I would imagine, are probably pretty close.
Probably pretty comparable.
But I mean, like, okay, like
2A, 2B behind.
Like they're playing basketball, like you talk about, like in Germany and France.
Yes.
They're not playing cricket there.
Oh, they are, just on a smaller scale. Yeah, you're right. Cricket is pretty, you know, big in some of the Eastern countries and Britain.
Yeah,
and
if you're
a former
British colony, you're playing cricket.
That's true. That's a good point. And Britain, I don't think there's a single British national in the NBA. So
that's none I can think of. John Amici's the last one I can think of.
They have like a couple guys right now who aren't terrible on their national team, but they're not making it to the NBA.
The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Belmont Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kemner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. Your next one can be found at Belmont Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck, here's a great offer from Belmont. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off, but that's not all. At Belmont, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, Ruger pistol, or Savage Access Camel rifle from M&M Gums at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or gun at no extra charge. Belmont Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri. BelmontCDJR.com. We'll see a commercial break. When we come back, Rocky and I will break down the Cardinals' 8-2 victory over the Cincinnati Reds today and also talk about who we think is going to win what tonight in the NBA Awards. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.